everyone, welcome to the voice of Dr. Yan, and I'm your host, Dr. Liman Yan. In this episode, I'm going to mainly introduce a newly come out report about Pentagon paying a Chinese Communist Party linked venture capital firm for tutoring services. This report is exclusively by Daily Caller, and the journalist who this report is a very excellent journalist, Philip Lanzeski. And Philip is a journalist who understands Mandarin, and also he can read in Chinese material. So I have followed many of his reports, and there are a lot of great things for Americans to read, to understand. And also, like last year in the investigation of the mysterious illegal Chinese biolab based in Ridley, California, the lab later found out Ebola and HIV, COVID, and so many lethal bioreagents storaged illegally in a community in California. At that time, Philip and I, we both did an independent investigation and review a lot of fact, hidden things behind that Chinese Communist Party controlled lab. And as I always emphasize, that was not a biolab. It was not a lab at all. It is more like the arsenal to storage the CCP's novel bioweapons and also other materials which could be used to make the lethal pathogens, to post the bio threats, or to launch the bio attacks on the soil of America. Okay, so let's go back to see the new article I'm going to talk about. The article is talking about the CEO of a Chinese venture capital firm that quietly bought up the U.S. education company holding a Pentagon contract as long-standing connections to multiple CCP influence units. This is very shocking. I mean, although we know these kind of things happen massively everywhere in the United States, but because it's a Pentagon-related serving and CCP-connected venture capitals, all the tutoring companies. I mean, do you want to learn the CCP's red education from this kind of company for your kids? Of course. I mean, we know that won't be so apparent. These people are cunning, but trust me, once you allow the CCP connected, controlled, this kind of education group get into your life, then the people influenced by this kind of education will little by little change their ideas and get close to pro-CCP campaign. And this kind of influence work very, very obviously and efficiently through TikTok and through those kind of confused institution to train the people from the childhood, from the moment they get into this kind of CCP-controlled educational environment. Those kind of very hidden, very sophisticated propaganda will start to work around the kid or around the adult student without any awareness. And now we know that this report pointed out the education service, which is also CCP connected. I mean, to be honest, we should say this is CCP controlled, because CCP won't just connect it, put money, but not post any influence, not manipulate at all. So let's see what exactly happened in this education company connect to both Pentagon and also controlled by CCP. So this company is called Primavera Capital. I don't know whether my pronunciation is right or not. The spelling is P-R-I-M-A-V-E-R-A Capital. This is a Hong Kong-based venture capital firm, was an early investor in TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, and owns Princeton Review and Tutor.com. However, a review of the firm's Chinese language website found that CEO and founder Fred Hu has extensive ties to Chinese government and belonged to organizations that the United States government has identified as part of CCP's United Front System. So this description is very informative. And I also checked those websites, linked to this capital and also the founder, Fred Hu. But here, just in case some of my audience are not familiar with the terms United Front System here, I just want to give you some background knowledge, which is I always talk about in my previous episode of the Voice of Dr. Yan, and also in other interviews. And I have also times to times written something on Twitter to talk about United Front System. So briefly, United Front System is not that secret CCP-controlled department which has the power and influence to infiltrate the overseas Chinese people dominant community, and then based on that to use this pro-CCP Chinese people to influence Americans or other local people, foreigners, and then post CCP's influence everywhere in the foreign countries finally. So it involves from education, like Confucius Institute. It is United Front controlled and with other departments from CCP. And also like overseas police station, which is not real. And we know there are so many over 30s everywhere in different countries, and there are multiple in US and still now. So United Front work with China's police and China's Ministry of Public Security, Ministry of State Security, as well as other agents to monitor and even arrest a Chinese dissident for CCP government from overseas. And also United Front, like when we talk about CCP's influence in Vatican, in Catholic churches, in Christian churches, not only inside China, also overseas, that is also mainly United Front's work, because they would turn the religious celebrities or the pastors, fathers, especially those Chinese-speaking people initially, to pro-CCP's population, or replace them with pro-CCP's people, and most of them are trained agents if they have the have to play an important role in the system. And then using this kind of agents to further influence, manipulate the others in the religious area. And finally, they could maximally pose per CCP's influence. So there are so many, they're everywhere. And also, yeah, for people asking me always the Chinese students, Chinese spies among the students in the United States. Yes, this is the kind of people, like they have from their Chinese student association in the universities or in the institutes. And then they always monitor each other and report the study or the details in the daily lives to the Chinese embassy and conduct instructions or tasks from China embassy. This kind of student spies are also connected deeply with United Front System. And outside, if this agent, especially the agents who, as I said, play the important roles for United Front work, they would hold other titles like some kind of leaders in certain Chinese overseas association, for example, business association, student association, alumni association, or technology association, or like in the biology field, it could be the bioscientist, pharmacist association. And that gives them official titles, work for the United Front work. And a lot of people try their best to get such official title in CCP's official system because it means a lot of power and benefits. So yeah, this is United Front. And so here when the report revealed Primavera Capital is connected to United Front. So you should know that means the CCP's influence will definitely come through the company to the clients or collaborators of this company. And here it means to Pendicon and the clients from Pendicon. So let's see, the CEO and founder, Fred Hu, is also believed to connect to CCP and belong to United Front in this report. And so I just checked Fred Hu's profile, which is on the webpage of Primavera. So let's see how they talk about. If you just see, you see Fred Hu, American name, right? Fred. And we didn't see his Chinese name from the website directly. It seems that this Hong Kong-based venture capital company try to show you, hey, these are the people from businessmen from Hong Kong, not from mainland China. And you should not think much about CCP because it's Hong Kong. And then it also try to emphasize that Fred is, as described, a chairman, founder, CEO of this capital group, and he oversees the firm's overall strategy, talent development, culture, assume the primary responsibilities establishing and maintaining firm's long-term partnership with global investors. Sounds very international, very experienced. And he initiated and led investment transactions such as Alibaba Group, Cainiao Smart Logistic Network, and Group Yum China, ByteDance, Xpeng Inc., Kuaishou Technology, SenseTime, and Matt Johnson Greater China. Okay, until now, as a person come from China and also work in the this field to understand CCP's tactics, strategy, and to analyze the intelligence from our sources inside China and including People's Liberation Army for years, I can tell you here, even you don't know who's Fred, if you have seen his name is connecting with, so many investment, including groups like Alibaba and the ByteDance and other things I read, those are all the big companies, very big companies, which can influence both the media, control the media, and also the logistic system based in China, and also the online business and other things. You should know, not an ordinary person, even though how talented you are, how rich you are, you cannot do this kind of investment in China successfully without CCP support. This is the common sense for the business in China. And those business I read, those names, even you may not familiar with, I can tell you this kind of Alibaba we know, Jack Ma, the biggest online shopping system like Chinese Amazon. And the other things are like, you can compare to Chinese Uber, Chinese YouTube, Chinese Craigslist, that kind of website. So it could collect people's privacy, all your information, since the moment you download their apps, since the moment you log in into their website, definitely collected by CCP's Ministry of Public Security and the Ministry of State Security, which is considered as Soviet Union's KGB and GRU, all considered in U.S., you can compare it with a combination of CIA, FBI, police, and other intelligence plus law enforcement system. And also, this kind of business all involved into propaganda, because whatever content you post on this kind of social media, it will change people's ideas, thinking. So China must hold all of this kind of media contents very, very tightly. And that's why we know in China, there are a lot of sensitive keywords and which always update, even you don't know what is the latest sensitive keyword in their system. But you know that one day, once you start to type anything that cannot be successfully posted online, and it always requires you to carefully examine what you have wrote, then you know there must be something wrong in your post. That could be a new sensitive keyword updated in the system, and you somehow wrote it down in your post, so you can't post it at all. You must delete, change, and even give up this post. If not, you will be in trouble. The government will come to you, come to your home in a very short period if your post could cause so-called misleading information or feedback on social media. So when we talk about the investors to such CCP-controlled business, definitely they are appointed by CCP government, or they could have some so-called overseas identity, but these people are still selected by CCP. And one of the examples, if you know the recent car accident happened to Angela Zhao, who's the sister of Eileen Zhao and also sister-in-law of Mickey McConnell, then you may have also noticed I have posted about Angela Zhao's tight connection with CCP, because she was an independent board member of CCP's bank system, especially like China Bank, and also CCP's military industry, which is China State Shipbuilding Corporation. And this corporation is PLA-owned shipbuilder for Chinese military shipbuilding, including developing and manufacturing nuclear submarines for CCP. So we should know another common sense here for Chinese is, if you are the investor or you are the kind of board member for this kind of company, then you are definitely trustworthy for CCP. If not, if you are not trustworthy anymore or you betray the organization, then you will be punished using the rules of the party for their own members. According to my knowledge, that would include various ways of death, commit suicide, or just disappear. Or if it's in China, they could be arrested for corruption. So you can just consider it as how KGB punish their own traitors. That is different compared to CCP's treatment or hunting against non-party members. For example, I just want to add a little bit more here, additional things, that I'm not a party member at all. So even though China claim I'm a traitor, I betrayed my country because I tell the truth of China made novel bioweapon, unrestricted bioweapon, COVID-19, and also I talk a lot of things to show clearly I'm anti-CCP, and I also reveal their very important intelligence to the world. They can't use this kind of party rules to punish me because I'm not in this kind of system. And also, when they use the party rule to punish the traitor from the party, they also need to show it as an example to other party members. Say, dare you to do it. This is intimidation, but they know I'm not a party member. So if they treat me like that, it doesn't have this kind of internal intimidation effects, and instead it would cause more troubles for CCP in public opinions, because they said, now I'm a high profile person on media. If I'm a small potato, of course they could just directly kill me or disappear me. Now they have to think about using more sophisticated way, like the Operation Fox Hunt, to treat me. So anyway, that's another story, just to let you know a little bit more about CCP style. So go back to Fred Hu. Even you don't know anything about him, once you see his this kind of investment in so many big business in China, you know he proudly introduced this on his website, and he also owns such a big venture capital. You should have the idea. This person is a CCP, so-called white glove, which means through him, China can make the money kind of whitewash, and then using this kind of money to invest other business and also lower the vigilance from the foreign government. However, since the past, especially 2-3 years after the pandemic happened, we know more and more about United Front Work and CCP style and CCP's business mode to infiltrate foreign countries. So that's why now a lot of people, when we talk about this, especially for the researchers, for people who focusing on CCP, they would have better understanding of, okay, this already raised the red flag. And yeah, let's see what else on Fred Hu's profile on the venture company. It says prior to forming Primavera, Fred was partner and chairman of Greater China at Goldman Sachs and a member of Goldman's partnership committee. He previously served as an economist at the International Monetary Fund, IMF. He also served on the Hong Kong Government Strategic Development Committee and the Advisory Committee for the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, and was an independent director of Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing Limits. Okay, so this guy, his previous experience in the partnership and committee connecting to Goldman Sachs, is just a way for him, first as an economist, to learn how to work as American people work in this kind of capital world. CCP spent a lot of time, many years since end of 1970s, to send their people to America to understand so-called capitalism, and then copy-paste it to China, also earn the trust from Americans, then China use it to develop its economy, make more money, infiltrate more in Wall Street and also the capitalist world, and play your rules, manipulate you finally. This is how China government, CCP, work as a vampire on American society. So they suck your money, and finally they eat your flesh. They want to totally take over the whole society in US. They want to turn you as a kind of belonging to CCP's structure, especially they say the Xi's great China dream. And so this guy also has so many titles in Hong Kong government involving strategic development, security, and other financial things. So that means he is not only CCP's agent in United Front, he is a senior official and agent in CCP's system, who now just have another civil cover as a businessman based in Hong Kong to cheat Americans. And I don't know how could this kind of company pass the clearance in Pentagon, and Pentagon would allow this kind of venture capital provide the education and other service to their own people. This is clearly a Trojan horse channel established by CCP to get access to Pentagon and American military. And so Fred is currently the non-executive chairman of Yum China Holding Inc. and serves on the board of ICBC and UBS Group AG. In addition, he is a member of the Nature Conservancy's Global Board of Directors and the co-chair of its Asia-Pacific Council, a trustee of the Institute of Advanced Study and the China Medical Board. China Medical Board, cool. His investment also involved in CCP's bioweapon countermeasure field. And a member of the Hong Kong EX Mainland China Advisory Group's Global Advisory Board of the Council on Foreign Relations, Jeremy A. Chen, Institute of International Business at Columbia University, Howard Kennedy School's Dean's Leadership Council, and Harvard University's Global Advisory Council. Oh, so when I finish reading all these memberships and titles for Fred, I could see that CCP really trusts this guy. So he is already put into a lot of important positions, which could definitely pose CCP's influence in this field involve education, not only via this kind of tutoring service, but also directly through the best universities like Columbia or Harvard in US. And also his influence is in the international organizations. That means they could behave as so-called expert to give the suggestions to manipulate your policies and also mislead you through their narratives. And also, Fred holds a Master in Engineering Science from Tsinghua University, which is the top one considered as MIT in China, and a Master and PhD in Economics from Harvard University. So you see, if you read his background, he's really academic background, economist, and also a successful businessman. But if you understand CCP's tactic and strategy, you will know that this guy, he got such opportunity to get the academic training from the best universities in the world and work for CCP to conduct so many important missions for CCP. So that means he is really the person CCP trusts, and this kind of trust not just come from his talent. For CCP, if they trust you, you have to be in their system. So that means he must be a CCP member, or at least a secret CCP member, and he is definitely trained by CCP. That's why he could conduct CCP's work much, much more professional and efficient than others. And so now you know how dangerous when Pentagon put such person and his business into the educational system serving for U.S. military. Okay, let's have a short rest and we will go back and continuously talk about this topic.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill, it's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutloud.news. A place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
The voice of Dr. Ye. In the last section, we've just talked about that exclusive report about Pentagon paying CCP-linked venture capital firm for tutoring services. And also, I have talked about the CEO and founder of this capital based in Hong Kong, Primavera. And the CEO's name is Fred Hu. Actually, he is a professional agent in CCP's United Front System and also officials in CCP's government and also CCP-controlled business. He worked as a businessman, also as an economist, and he has a big influence in the international organizations. And altogether, his work is to serve CCP for CCP's political agenda and purposes. So let's go back to see what talks in the article on Daily Commerce on this. It says that U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission says CCP used its United Front System to influence foreign actors and collecting intelligence. China's United Front is overseen by the United Front Work Department of CCP, which has been characterized as Chinese intelligence service, right? Confirm what I said. And the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission was established by Congress to monitor and investigate the national security implications of the economic relationship between the U.S. and China. So Primavera, through its ownership of Tutor.com, now holds a contract with the Pentagon. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton wrote to Secretary of Defense Austin in February 2024. The tutoring service is a long-standing provider to U.S. military service members and their families and is funded by the Pentagon's Defense Moral Welfare and Recreation General Library Program. In 2008, Hu became a delegate of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, CPPCC, in Hunan Province. According to his company's website, Hunan CPP membership roster identifies Hu as a delegate in 2013-2021 during the most recently listed 2022 Congress. Wow, that means he is very important in United Front work and especially the 2022 Congress. If he attended, then he is selected with his loyalty by CCP and with Xi Jinping's approval. And if you don't know what is Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, CPPCC, here they explain it. CPPCC delegates attend a high-profile annual meeting to receive direction from the CCP regarding the ways its policies should be characterized to both domestic and foreign audiences, according to the USCC, the Congress Commission. Delegates to the CPPCC serve as proxies for CCP interests by virtue of their participation in this forum, and they frequently act as interlocutors with foreign government officials, businesses, and academic institutions. The CPPCC's charter states the delegates must uphold the leadership of the CCP, facilitate implementation of state foreign policy, take advantage of the CPPCC as a united front organization, and even keep state secrets. So CPPCC is the official delegation for the members in United Front Work Department of CCP. So you see, they are working for CCP, they uphold leadership of CCP, they are loyal to CCP, and they keep CCP's secret. So they won't tell you that CCP's propaganda is used to brainwash you and CCP's cognitive interference is used to make you get this kind of ideas to pro-CCP, to anti-America, and they won't tell you that their purpose is to serve Xi Jinping's China dream to change your whole society to finally make you become the slaves for CCP, for Xi Jinping's regime in the future. And also they won't tell you they're lying to you, because all of these are the state secrets and they must keep state secret. Who appears in photos on the Hunan CPPCC's website, which is the official CCP government website, and on Chinese state-run media social media accounts wearing the CPPCC's distinctive red clip-on delegates badge at organizations meeting and during interviews. Despite this, a primary spokesperson denying that who any ties to the Chinese government. I mean, they are keeping the secret of the state of CCP. So you can see how they lie to you. The spokesman said, Dr. Fred Hu is not a member of the CCP or any other political party, and Primavera Capital has no ties to any political party in China or any other country. Primavera's spokesman told that Dr. Hu is not an advisor to the Chinese government and belonging to none of the United Front organization. First of all, the spokesman said Fred Hu is not a CCP member of any political party, so doesn't mean Hu is not an underground CCP member. Actually, this is very common for CCP's agents, especially those who work overseas. And also, as a venture capital firm based in Hong Kong, this company said it has no tie with CCP. This is pure lying. Let's see what the descriptions on this capital firm's website. It says, our firm, connecting global investors with Asia Pacific's leading companies and our partners with enterprises with high growth potential to promote entrepreneurship and innovation, create business value, and strive to align economic, social, and environmental interests. This is the first paragraph on the website in English version. However, just by clicking their own Chinese version on the same page of this website, you could see some difference in this paragraph, specifically in the title of this paragraph. In Chinese version, it says, connecting global investors with China's leading companies. Not like what they wrote in English version, Asia Pacific's leading companies. See, they specifically changed the one word to make the foreigners who read in English version thought this is a company who focus on the Asia-Pacific connections with global companies. Turns out, their Chinese version clearly mentioned they are working for China's leading company connecting with global business. So this is a company serving for CCP's business strategy and other political purposes. And this is just a very simple trick they played between the English and Chinese version on their own website. So why would they do such stupid thing? Because most of the foreigners, they can't read in Chinese. And if they read in Chinese, China has a list, and China would turn most of the China expert try their best to be the expert in CCP's campaign. That's what we have talked before. China expert, especially those stay in China, most probably already turned by CCP to pro-CCP's experts. And luckily, we have some investigator like the journalist Philip here in Daily Caller. He read both Chinese and English. He can understand the difference. And also, people like me come from China, understand English and not being silenced by CCP can also provide you this kind of information. Yeah, CCP really think English readers are stupid because very few of English readers would study in Chinese and then understand the Chinese culture and finally understand the evilness of CCP and avoid capture by CCP. Okay, let's see the next part what they're talking on their description. It says, our vision, a premier Asia-Pacific-based global investment firm that serves our investigators, portfolio companies, and communities where we operate. Simply, let's see what they said in their Chinese version. They said, our vision, as a company based in China, working for the global investment, we work for blah, 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 the same thing. So, again, same tricks here. They replace based in China into based in Asia Pacific. I mean, do you remember I've talked about Chinese government's CCP, those kind of propaganda campaign, cyber army, and their United France agents? They are targeting me, claim I talk about Chinese military civil fusion project and the origin of COVID-19 from their bioweapon project is anti-Asian and also anti-Chinese. Yes, they sought to replace Chinese to Asian will expand the target population and will cause more emotional that kind of feedback from Asian groups. So when they attack me and others for anti-Chinese, turns out we just talk about something to reveal the evilness of Xi Jinping regime and the CCP. And then they will also expand it to anti-Asian because CCP also would promote the Asians per CCP campaign to work with CCP and attack us together for discrimination. That will be very efficient to silence us. And here, when they talk about their company, they also replace based in China, work for Chinese companies into based in Pacific Asia and leading the Pacific Asian companies. So that will make them look like some very international company, has no tie with CCP, holding non-political purposes, and that is their tricks to just to cover up their identity, cover up the nature of this kind of agencies, and also that is the way for them to keep CCP's secrets. And of course, when the spokesman of this firm said the CEO who has no connection with Chinese government, not working for them or belong to United Front Organization. They just telling the pure lies in front of you. And they were so arrogant because they thought, first, you can't read in Chinese, you don't understand Chinese culture, and the CCP's propaganda, cyber army, and their pro-CCP China expert could all teach you to change your ideas. And also, definitely, they have lobbies. In DC, in Pentagon, in everywhere, to help CCP to promote this kind of agencies, companies, to infiltrate into your soil, and also pretend they have no connection with China. And they will say, see, this company spokesman officially said there is no tie, and we don't think there is tie. And so they will also convince those Americans who are lack of knowledge about China that these kind of companies are safe for you to collaborate even for long term. And actually, this kind of things has happened in past over 40 years since U.S. and China established diplomatic relationship during Nixon's period. From that time to now, CCP always played the same tricks. And Americans thought their friends and also listen to those China expert lobbyists or other propagandists, the suggestion or professional opinions, and then finally U.S. get infiltrated massively everywhere, and then to COVID-19 you start to realize, oh, something wrong, right? Why these people suddenly turn to pro-CCP, or why suddenly we realize that CCP is our enemy, but seems we can do nothing, or we can't even lever the system to defend ourselves quickly, efficiently. Because for the past 40 years, you are almost blind to CCP. Okay, let's go back to the article. And yet, who is also listed on the Western Returned Scholars Association website as a director of the organizations called Entrepreneur Alliance. And this association is a subordinate to the United Front Work Department, the CCP's agency tasked with coordinating influence operations at the operational level and seeks to meet the requirements of CCP's leadership that it should become a bridge between the party and overseas students and the scholars. This is stated in a 2020 Congress staff research report. Towards that end, this association conducts influence operations by disseminating propaganda. Oh yes, this kind of alumni association, scholar association, United China, and Chinese some scholar association based in maybe Chicago, in New York, in Los Angeles, or Tsinghua University's Alumni Association in the United States, Beijing University's Alumni Association in DC, all of this kind of association is just proxies of CCP's United Front Work Department. And as I told you, all the leaders inside, they are selected according to their loyalty and their contribution to the party, to Xi Jinping regime. They also have this kind of election, maybe every year or every 2 years. And I can tell you that I have a lot of information from this kind of associations. Basically, it's just a kind of copycat style of CCP's official election in the party system. That means you have to be endorsed and selected by certain big boss in the party's organization. For example, if it's this kind of Western student association in U.S., it should be endorsed by China embassy. And there could be one or another few candidates, but the other candidates just to fulfill the whole procedure, make it look like the democratic election. Altogether, it's people who vote first. I mean, not many people will vote, because Chinese people all know in this kind of organization, the association, vote is also fake. So maybe there are 300 members, and most of the members, they don't draw the vote, but still, the committee will say, yeah, we now have almost 300 people voted, and we have majority of people vote for the designated candidate, and the others also have few votes. So all of these statistics are just the numbers written in the Excel. So they are all fake, like everything fake in CCP system. And what they want is, if they said one day someone wants them to review the procedure, or journalists come to investigate, or government, because this is based in US, right, require for their document, they could provide something prepared, make it look like real, like the CCP's COVID-19 data during the pandemic. You cannot believe any of the numbers there, like their economic data, GDP growth, people's income so high, none of the number is real. And this is another common sense for Chinese people. And these leaders, of course, CCP trusted them, and they work hard for CCP. And like Dr. Hu, he could be the delegate in CPPCC, which means he is beyond most of United Front small leaders. He is an important senior leader, and he has so much work to do with business for CCP, as an economist for CCP. So he is important, and his work, including this educational service in U.S. military, is also important for CCP. So U.S. lawmakers have raised concerns over Primavera's ownership of Tutor.com, an online tutoring platform. Tutor.com partners with universities, K-12 schools, libraries, and the U.S. military to provide 24-hour, 7-day, on-demand tutoring and homework help, according to its website. Most recently, Senator Cotton sent a letter to the Department of Defense concerning a contract that the Pentagon has with Tutor.com. Cotton's letter characterized the relationship as ill-advised, reckless, and a danger to U.S. national security, citing a May 2023 Wall Street Journal investigation. While providing educational services, Tutor.com collects personal data on users, such as location, internet protocol addresses, and the contents of the tutoring sessions. Cotton wrote, as the Chinese national security laws require companies to release confidential business and tutor data to the Chinese government, we are paying to expose our military and their children's private information to the Chinese Communist Party. Parents Defending Education, a grassroots organization working to reclaim our schools, recently identified dozens of U.S. K-2 schools using Tutor.com. Yes, I agree with Cotton's letter. And another common sense, I mean, there are so many common sense for Chinese, but not for Americans, that in China, all this kind of company has to provide privacy data. And if you're talking about this is Hong Kong-based, it doesn't matter. It's also a CCP-controlled company. And you should know that Hong Kong, since it returned to China in 1997 from UK, already gradually being tightly held by China. And until 2019, when pro-democracy protest happened in China, at that time, it was the end of all the superficial democracy and freedom in Hong Kong. And now China is posing the Article 23 in China, which is Hong Kong Basic Law Article 23, and it is equal to the state security law posed in mainland China. Although the article is assumed to be launched formally since this April, and now it's in the final stage for the kind of review by the legislators in Hong Kong. Actually, the contents inside this law has already been applied secretly in Hong Kong. So this kind of official launching is just to make it looks more legitimate. This is for CCP's face. They want the U.S. thought, oh, you see, China also do everything based on the law. So China is a country with rule of law. No, this is another lie. And so in Hong Kong, if you dare not to listen to CCP, no matter business or individuals, you will be put to prison or you will be disappeared. Even Apple company in China, they have to allow China government to access the Chinese people's privacy and save those data in CCP's database. To control all your privacy through the data is one of the basic tools for CCP to maintain the political stabilities. And also, now they believe once they obtain all your data, Americans' data, including your locations, your GeoIP, your family relationships, your activities online, altogether they could do the big data analysis and they could portray the profile of certain population they are interested in, and they could target this population to deliver propaganda or the other unrestricted warfare tactics. And at that time, you even don't have any awareness, and your children, your family, all exposed into this vulnerability, and CCP, your primary enemy, has been working hard, making efforts, spending money to control you from all the aspects. Okay, thank you for listening to The Voice of Dr. Yan every Saturday, Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We will meet you on air on America Out Loud Radio Network as well as iHeartRadio. And later, I will be on various apps for free like Pandora Podcast and Spotify. Thank you.